Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky Monday addressed a meeting of Northern European leaders meeting in Latvia, urging them to supply a wide range of weapon systems to help hasten the end of Europe's deadliest conflict since World War II. Zelensky spoke via video link to the Joint Expeditionary Force, made up of 10 Northern European nations and led by Britain, which met Monday in the Latvian capital of Riga. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak thanked Zelensky for laying out the extra support needed by Ukraine and said the leaders would discuss how to deliver it. Sunak stressed that along with more weaponry, the group also needs to focus on cutting Russia's supply lines.
We must continue to focus on degrading Russia's capability to regroup and to resupply. And that means going after its supply chains and removing the international support. Particularly, I'm thinking of Iran and the weapons that it's currently providing to Russia, which we should be very strong about calling out, as we have done in the United Nations. But also, the economic consequences for Russia must continue to be severe.
The Joint Expeditionary Force is configured to respond rapidly to crises in the northern Europe, and is made up of Denmark, Estonia, Finland, Iceland, Latvia, Lithuania, the Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, and Britain. Ukraine reported a fresh round of Russian drone attacks Monday, with much of the focus on the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Ukraine's military said it shot down 30 of the 35 self-exploding drones that Russia launched. Kyiv's city administration said on the social media platform Telegram that 23 of those drones targeted the city. Authorities in Kyiv say there were no reported casualties, according to the preliminary information, while Ukraine's energy operator, Ukrnergo, said they would be conducting emergency shutdowns in Kyiv following the drone attacks. This is VOA News. Negotiators reached an historic deal at a UN biodiversity conference in Canada early Monday that will represent the most significant effort to protect the world's lands and oceans and provide critical financing to save biodiversity in the developing world. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
The global framework comes a day before the United Nations Biodiversity Conference, or COP15, is set to end in Montreal. China, which holds the presidency at this, they gave the sometimes contentious talks much-needed momentum. The most significant part of the agreement is a commitment to protect 30% of land and water, considered important for biodiversity, by 2030. Currently, 17% of terrestrial and 10% of marine areas are protected. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Despite high inflation rates in the U.S., demand for Christmas trees this year has remained high. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley has details.
New survey indicates that 85% of those asked feel Christmas trees are worth it, even though they cost more this year, like so many other things. Susan Adams of South Portland, Maine, says it wouldn't really be Christmas without a tree, but she's making do with a smaller tree this year, which costs the same as the bigger tree she got last year. Nearly 21 million live Christmas trees will be sold in these final days leading up to Christmas Day, about the same as last year, according to the National Christmas Tree Association. The bottom line? It appears that a Christmas tree, real or artificial, is a must-have holiday tradition, like toys, Christmas carols, and ugly sweaters. I'm Rita Foley.
A total of 57% of more than 17 million Twitter accounts voted for Elon Musk to step down. Musk, who's also the chief car maker Tesla and rocket firm SpaceX, has not yet responded to the results of the poll. He took over Twitter October 27th and has repeatedly courted controversy, firing half of his staff and readmitting previously banned far-right figures to the platform, banning journalists who covered him, and trying to change previously free services on the site. Analysts have also pointed out that stock prices for Tesla have slumped by one-third since Musk took over Twitter. In discussions with users after posting his latest poll, Musk claimed he had no successor in mind and renewed warnings that the platform could be headed for bankruptcy. The House January 6 committee is wrapping up its investigation into the violent 2021 U.S. Capitol insurrection. A final meeting is scheduled for later Monday. The panel, 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans, are poised to recommend the Justice Department consider criminal charges against former President Donald Trump. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Hunt.